We're now to 11, presentation from staff on updated CICERO website.
Okay, just trying to quietly start to get set up here. It's been a long meeting. We will try and move right along.
Get to see real time how long it takes to fire it up. This is like watching Sebelius try and log in to enroll in Obamacare.
John Stewart said, "I'll sit here and wait." Oh, that was a devastating interview. Oh, no.
Give it to Jerry. I'll have one.
Louis can have mine.
Well, give him back to me.
Give him back to Jerry. Not that Jerry, the other Jerry.
That's right. Put them all there. Bring the chips out.
Okay, I'm ready if you are.
Proceed.
All right. So what I have on the screen here is the CICERO website as it looks right now. And the first thing I want to mention is that this projector doesn't have the best resolution. So some of the finer print is a little hard to see, and the color also is not accurate. So before you wonder why we use that lime green, I have to tell you that's not the exact right color that we're actually using.
Well, the grass isn't that color now anyway.
Grass is all brown.
That's right.
It's actually burned.
We need some smoke.
Okay, but aside from that, the homepage might look a little familiar. It looks an awful lot like our CAFR that we just issued a couple months ago. And the reason for that is that we are trying to have a little bit more consistent look and feel of our various publications. Our communications coordinator, Shannon, has been working with, well, she did CAFR, obviously. But she's also working on the website, and she provided the website developers with the color palette and the fonts and the logo and everything to make sure that it looks like our information. So I'll give you a little tour of the home page. Now remember that there's various people that look at our website. The public looks at it for information. The districts, the employers look at it. You as trustees want to get information off of there. Our staff uses it for information. But the bottom line is still that we administer retirement benefits for a lot of people, and our members use this as a source of information. So we do have a few things, like right up at the top of every page, there's this Contact Us link, which you'll see on a lot of websites. Schedule a counseling appointment. So wherever somebody is on the website, if they have a question and they can't find the answer to it, they can very quickly go to one of these forms and just straight through the online, basically generate an email to our staff, and a counselor will get back to them and help them find the information or set up an appointment. So right across the top here, we have a pretty standard looking navigation menu. The first one, again, is for information that members might be looking for when they become a member during their career. You know, people that are approaching retirement are looking for different information than people who are already retired. So it's kind of divided up that way based on where you are in your career. This is where you can go to find this information that you're looking for. Now, of course, we have a search function. If you know what you're looking for, you don't have to try and go through the navigation maze to find it. But it is supposed to be laid out in a logical way that you can find the information, or at least see what information is here. Information on the retirement board. You'll see that as you remember, we made you sit through the photographs, and they turned out pretty well. Some of them took a little photoshopping.
No kidding.
John has a tie.
All the information.
Just for that.
Board meetings, minutes, agendas. That's all on the website. much as it was before, hopefully a little easier to find. Agendas and minutes, go to this page and find it all in table format like you would on a lot of sites. Financial information is broken out by financial reports, investment reports, actuarial reports, and so forth. Resource centers, other things, forms, handbooks. And then about Sisera, we also had a set of photographs. You can see our little information about us on there. This is where we post information about job openings, and put our salary schedule, and put our unrepresented management resolution, and the things you just updated. Let me just move down the homepage and make sure we cover this. So this next part below the main navigation, we call this a carousel. You see this on a lot of sites where the information that we're really trying to push out to people, to the public, is going to be featured on one of these carousel items. We can put as many as we want. You know, right now there's four. You can flip through them. They cycle through on their own if you don't have the mouse sitting over it while you're reading it. And this will point to whatever information we think is people are looking for.
I always find those distracting, but most people like them.
They're pretty standard. We've tried to, you know, we have the ability to load an image in there. We can put a lot more text in there. We've tried to keep it kind of minimal and not make it too distracting. But at times, if you really want to notice somebody, you know, we have the AB 197 stay expiring. You know, we wanted to notify people. We would want it on this to come up.
Okay.
Big letters, that sort of thing. This next is another, it looks like another menu bar. So we call this the career arc, which is actually the same navigation that's under the members tab. Becoming a member throughout your career, getting ready to retire, and after retirement. It just shows you the second level navigation. Just another thing to say, yeah, we know members come here for information. You know, you can come to us to get it. This is where you find it. Hopefully it'll be easy to find. Right under there we have, we call these quick links. So these icons here, all the information on these icons, these go to a page that you could find through the navigation. But these are things that we think people go to often. They come to the website knowing they want to go there. They want to go there with one click if possible. And so we've put these things here. And what we would do in the future is, you know, we'll analyze the website usage. We'll know where people are going. If one of these icons is not being used, but there's some other page that we know is being visited often, maybe with two or three clicks to get there, we can make an icon for that and change these up a little bit.
Kurt, on the calculations, does it do it automatically when you put in your numbers, or?
So what we did on the calculations, so one new thing on this site, is a little bit about calculations. There's three ways we say you can estimate your retirement benefit. The first is the pension calculator, that's the new part. The second is using the worksheets, which are on our existing site, and the third is by requesting a counselor to work up an estimate. But the first one is the new one, the pension calculator. And the way I've set this up is
okay, cool.
You put in your salary. Oh, that green is terrible. you put in your salary information, your service. Now, we could have set it up to where you would like select your tier, but so many people have service in more than one tier. Mm-hmm. So we listed out all the tiers you could possibly have. So you put in your retirement age, your salary. You might need both a 12-month and a 36-month for people with tier 2 and tier 3 service, for example. Then you put in the service. Say you have 10 years of service in tier 1, you'd have to say if you were in Social Security or not. Say you also have 10 years in Safety A. And you would have to check that you've read the disclaimer before we calculate. And you can calculate, and it calculates the benefits and tallies them up for you.
Cool.
The disclaimer says?
The disclaimer says that the estimates rendered on the following pages are based solely upon the facts and data provided by the user and does not represent what the user may actually receive as his or her final retirement allowance. This estimate and the information contained herein are not binding upon Sisera. And then the standard disclaimer that the benefits are based on statute, not on what happens to be on this website. If there's any difference between the website and the statute is what determines your benefit. Paraphrase the law at the end. One feature that we have, so this pension calculator is important to have this disclaimer, to require people to check it. But actually, any part on this website where you, anything you want to print on here, so you want to print this compensation limit, and say, oh, here's the compensation limits. And you want to print this page, let's see if this works. It kind of formats this for printing, and whatever page you print, at the end, it will print out, even though it didn't appear on that page, it'll print out a disclaimer saying, this website is intended to be accurate, we try to keep it accurate, but the statutes are really what determine what your benefit is. So a little extra.
Pretty slick. Looks good.
Yes, it is.
Really nice.
Easy for
Sue. I'm
going to miss our old website.
We can keep it up if we want. We don't have to transition if you like it.
Yeah, you can have it for $10. You can put it on your own server.
Okay, so let's finish the home page. Below the quick icons, we have these kind of featured items. So this is a little less prominent than the carousel. They're down here at the bottom. You don't have to go down that far if you don't want to. But we can put items on here that are of current interest and keep these current. I'll explain a little bit about that. Down at the bottom, don't worry too much. The navigation is all written out. People do not typically scroll down to the bottom because they're gonna find what they're looking for before they get down there. So let me talk about a couple of, and then throughout the website, anytime on this members part especially, if you're reading information about your benefits, you know, disability, death benefits, whatever, there's always another link that takes you to the more complete handbook page. So it's very easy to try and keep the website concise, have brief information, but always point towards the more complete information. So let me talk a little bit about things that you might be looking for on the website. So one of the quick icons is the upcoming agenda. So as soon as we post an agenda for a new meeting, you can go to this website with one click, you see the agenda, for in this case for today's meeting, and then as soon as this meeting is over, we'll redirect that link to the next meeting.
Remind me, Kurt, are there hot links for the agenda attachments? Or is that just the agenda that's posted?
This first one, we just put the agenda on there, the most briefest thing. Now, if you need more than that, so there's several ways. There's this table I showed you, so under Retirement Board, Agenda and Minutes, there's everything in this table format. There's the agenda, there's the full packet. When the minutes are approved, they'll be here. And when the audio's posted online, it'll be here.
Is the audio currently on? Can you go to audio and hear that meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like this. So we just kind of listed them all out. That's awesome. And then you click the little audio link. And it'll do it. So for 2015's up there, but we haven't done the last couple years, but we can put those on.
Jerry, your question, you can't hear the meeting live.
Oh, no, you can't.
I thought that's what your question was.
No, it's recording.
No, I'm talking about.
So it's just like now. So they record the meeting, they parse it up, split it up into item numbers, and upload it online. And once it's online, then we'll update this link, and you'll be able to get it that way. So it's like 2 weeks is the turnaround time.
If it's investment related or 1 week for non-investment.
There you go.
Any issues with Adobe Flash Player not being like on an iPad?
Yeah, it doesn't. Flash doesn't work on iOS.
Flash doesn't work. Yeah, I don't think. Oh, we don't use Flash. I don't think we use Flash.
That's not that. Okay.
Yeah. So our audios are. Well, we can see on the iPad what
the minutes wouldn't typically be posted until they're approved. That's
exactly
approved minutes,
we
right?
put the signed minutes on there, so they have to first be approved, sign them, scan them in there, put them on there just like now. So that's why, you know, these black ones are because the minutes haven't been approved yet.
Again, PDF.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah.
Now, there's another newer feature is this calendar. So you open up the calendar, and then here also on these calendar items, you can also access the agenda and the packet. A nice little feature is, you know, people that don't even know where we are, they can very quickly click on it and opens up a map, shows them where the meeting is.
Nice.
Hopefully, most of you know your way here.
Kurt, can you export that calendar to Outlook?
This little...
that's okay. I have the same
two buttons down here.
It's a step above them.
Yeah, these two things. One of them is a Outlook file. The other one's an Excel file and that you can import into Outlook. I don't know how easy it is or how seamless it is, but...
Well, Kurt, could instead of it being downloadable, could we just have the URL so that we can put it in all of our phones and devices and in our Outlook, so when it's updated it will automatically refresh all of our calendars?
Yes. You all use the same.
What? Yeah, so
I mean, what we do internally is we use Outlook and then we'll get just a meeting, just like an Outlook meeting, right? That we send.
Right, you guys are sending invitations to your personal calendars. Is there a master calendar that's kept on the property that can be shared via Outlook?
We'd have to go through an exchange through the exchange.
They have exchange server. Yeah.
Well, you know how the iPhone works, where you have a calendar. Mm-hmm. You actually set up multiple calendars, or calendar groups. Right. We set up a group just for the board, so whenever you post an item for the public, but it really is for us.
Right, yeah. We would just
get that one. We don't want to get all the other stuff that we don't care about.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it would actually just be linking this, or we just have a separate thing, but we can certainly...
It'd be nice for staff and for everybody just to, when it's updated in one spot, it's updated for everyone, mm-hmm. for public items.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like a shared calendar.
Shared calendar, exactly. I mean, through Google is probably the
easiest. Yeah, Google can do it, but, you know, we use Exchange.
Right.
So there's a way you can actually publish a calendar publicly. IT would have to work that out and stuff, or maybe use Google Calendar.
Yeah, we can do that.
So that we would embed here the calendar on the website, but then we would all have the URL stream that we can insert into our devices and into Outlook, and it would be updated in real time. Well, with a few second delay, probably. But that's pretty good.
I think the three you typically see are Google, iCal, and Outlook. You know, like on some services, if you want to export something, you get one of those menu choices.
Right, and those are typically, when you're looking at calendar entries, those are just the actual iCal. They're the Cal cards, I guess what they're called. So it's just that one thing, so it doesn't update. It's not dynamic.
Correct, you're right. I'm talking about single event.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
So does it alert you that there's a change?
Yeah, you can actually, well, it just depends on the calendar service. But like my wife puts calendar entries all the time on our shared calendar. She put 42 on last night when she was in bed getting ready for school and all that stuff. And they kept popping up for me. So yes.
If a meeting was changed, I think I'd want to, or something, I'd want to know to look if I have a conflict. So I'd want to be alerted if possible.
Well, that tells us more than we want to know about your relationship. Yeah. There were 42 meetings being updated while
she
you were lying there.
School dates with the kids.
So, aside from simply, you know, being aware when the meeting is, the calendar can also be used to actually see these agendas and packets and minutes and audios if you're a more visual and calendar oriented rather than looking at the table on the other page. It's all the same information. It's only, you know, uploaded on there once, but there's multiple ways to get it.
Yeah, that'd be great, because then in the notes section for our calendar entries, we could also have the agenda, mm-hmm. you know, and there we could tap the entries and go to the agenda for public items, of course.
And then even on this calendar where we have canceled meetings and group counseling that you're not interested in, you can actually filter and just see the board meeting.
Such and such. Cool. I just did it.
I have a question on the documents you're storing on the website. I think Currently, we put everything in the packet under one document, so to speak, one file. We thought about breaking it out so that each agenda item is a separate document, so if we want to do a search, we can find all the documents related to that topic. Like, again, I can't think of anything right off the top of the head, but otherwise, it's kind of hard to go in and out of each of the packets to find the different documents that might be related to the same topic.
Yes, we did look at both ways of doing it. One way was to have a different document for each item, and the other way was to have a single document like we do now where the items are bookmarked within that single PDF. And that is the way that we're currently doing it. We're currently seeing it as one document.
So do you get a little window that comes up on the left that allows you to navigate the bookmarks and go to right to what
yeah,
you want?
Currently that's the way it works with the table of contents.
Right. That's right. You know, we had trouble. The difficulty was if we have these separate documents, okay, where are they and how do you find them? You're saying it'd be nice if you were using a search feature.
Well, if you'd index in the same way they're indexed already in the packet with, you know, the item number and label, keywords in it that you could search off of. If I wanted to search off a particular topic that had come up and see how many times it's come up in the last year or whatever, and what all it had to say or what the discussions were, I could just, you know, again, put in the search word and get all that on one page instead of going with multiple documents, trying to pull it out from different documents to put it together.
Rusty, are you speaking about the title being searchable to kind of break it out by different
yeah,
different title items?
Would be something.
So maybe compensation study, and we've dealt with that half a dozen times.
That's an example. I mean, there's all kinds of examples.
But if you had like AB 197 as a search term, that could be a nightmare, right?
Well, it could be huge, sure.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah.
Well, but if that's what I wanted to focus on and see how many times we brought it up and what type of discussion we had over it. You know, it'd be all brought up one time and on a screen instead of me going through multiple screens to find all the different times and different documents or different packets. To put it together.
Good idea. We can check into that.
It is an idea. I wish we could do it.
So
Kurt, seeing a year of work.
We can talk to digital deployment or vendor.
You can do that with
see if there's any options.
Anything's possible.
Somebody has to tag all that, though. I mean, that's the
yeah.
idea. You were thinking yeah. you were already ahead to the scut work of what, yeah. was, what it was going to take.
No, that's exactly it. We have to work with the administrative staff we have. IT staff and
I mean, I like the idea, at least for
important board. I've done that with emails. The same person may be sending me several emails throughout the year, and I'll remember it's that person that talked about a certain subject. I'll print the name in on the top of my emails, and it'll bring up all of the emails that person. So that's kind of the flavor of what we're talking about. You already know.
You can accomplish that using the search.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you can search for it.
And maybe that's sufficient. I mean, we'll start with that.
Will it do text search based off the PDF text?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
We have to. Just by titles of the PDFs.
I don't think it searches through the PDF text.
Okay.
You have to have a post. You have to have a post for it. And
we're not swamping you, are we?
Well, I want to say I'm... In my other life, I'm a developer, and you guys have done a phenomenal job, and the requests that are coming through is what I kind of call very nice work requests, like, hey, this thing's perfect, it's not a showstopper, but what ifs, kind of thing. So I think it's phenomenal improvement, and that would be a great feature, but I think maybe it's not a showstopper.
It's not. Okay, let's get this going.
Let me couple other things that we don't have on our current site. Under the Resource Center, we have news and updates where, you know, various posts, each of these things is a separate post that gets created, and we can tie them together on news and updates, but what I wanted to kind of point out is that this, the board meeting post, so that's the same one that's on the calendar. We don't say, okay, let's go to news and updates and create a post. All we do when we create the post, we say, okay, we want this on the calendar, we want this on news and updates, we might want it on the carousel in the beginning, wherever we want it. When we don't want it on the carousel anymore, we uncheck it. It's just one thing. It's consistent throughout the website. Another new feature, people can sign up for updates. So if they want agenda notifications, they just type in a valid email address, submit it, and then when we post an agenda, we can automatically send an email to everybody that signed up for that. They'll get a notification saying there's an agenda posted. If you want to unsubscribe from these notices, click here, and they can maintain that themselves instead of us maintaining email lists of people that we need to notify.
So instead of the paper mail that we get now, we could sign for an e-version? Like a newsletter or send out?
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. And there's a newsletter notification on there, too.
Under About Cicero, we have this fax at a glance page. This is one that was requested. Some statistics about membership, some little bit of a description about our plan, who the sponsors are, how many people they have. We can put graphs and other statistical information on there to give people an idea of, you know, who we are.
And that's real-time performance of the fund.
How often is that updated? As of yesterday,
financial information once a year.
Real-time performance once a year.
All right. There you go.
Yep. The most current year, right there. Calculator I already showed you. Another thing that we do get questions about, contribution rates. So on our current website, we just have this big packet with many, many pages, which has all the employer contributions, all member contributions. Here we added a little member contribution rate calculator. They put in their tier, their employer, their age and entry, and hit calculate, and it'll tell them their current contribution rate and the rate that it'll be next fiscal year, which is information that's currently very difficult for members to find. They currently receive this information when they get their August 10th paycheck and see what was deducted. The email updates I talked about. A couple other things I mentioned is that, let me give you a quick idea of what it looks like on other devices. So what it is the website is what they call responsive. So you can see on the iPad, it looks pretty similar. It behaves a little differently. You can actually, you know, it knows now you're using a touchscreen, and you can, it'll behave a little differently than it does on the other site. But in this format, it looks the same. You still have the menu bar going across the top. You still have the career arc. If you use a smaller screen size, well, the menu bar doesn't fit anymore. So it replaces it with this menu button, which you'd see on,
upper left.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did it come up? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So you get the menu. So it's the same menu structure, but it just looks like you would expect it to look like on a smaller mobile device. The icons don't fit in one row, so it spans two rows. You only have two of these things instead of three, but it still works the same. On a phone, even, for example, looks quite a bit different. So it's just a phone. You have a little hamburger style menu button. These things now, they scroll a little bit differently, but it's kind of designed for the phone. You have a straight line of icons, but all the same information is there. And if you want to, you can very quickly say you want to add this to your home screen. And then on your home screen, you'll have a little icon, the last one. So I'm not giving you a phone tutorial here. The point is that we do not, I know how to use a phone. So, but the point is, like a couple years ago, it would have been common for an organization like this to have a main website, a mobile website that looks good on phones, maybe an app. We just have one website. It's designed to respond to the device, whether it's a touch device or a mouse device, and it responds to the screen size, so that we only have one website to maintain. When we post it on the website, whether you're using your phone or a desktop to get it, you're gonna get the same current information as soon as we post it on that site.
Is that like a new trend to do away with apps? I mean, I've never seen that before.
So. I think so, yeah. Certainly the mobile sites. You'll see the mobile sites coming.
Kurt, a lot of what's on here is constantly evolving. What is the responsibility and structure within Sisera to keep it current?
Well, we have one person, Shannon, who's kind of tasked with kind of the ownership of the website. So everything kind of flows through her. She has IT support, and she has the support of our vendor when there's technical problems. But for various things, depending on what it is, the workflow for something like an agenda is not that different than it was before. You know, it goes through the admin staff, the CEO approves everything when it's all finalized, it's been reviewed by legal and any other content experts that need to review it. Christina sends it off to Shannon, say this is ready for posting on the website. She posts it, she can have somebody review it before she makes it viewable to the public. And once it's ready, then she can actually make it public.
And you have backup when Shannon's on vacation.
Right. She has backup. So an IT person and Christina and myself would all have the same capability.
Is the site live now?
The site is live now. It's not using our URL. It's using a different URL.
There it is.
And you need a password to see it currently. But we'll do away with that once it's live.
When do you think you're going to go online with it?
Well, we're looking at October 1st. What we want to do right now, a lot of this information is kind of, a lot of the member information, we direct them to the member handbooks, which are being finalized right now. Mm-hmm. We have new handbooks. And the last thing we want to do, once we finalize those handbooks, Shannon is going to, you know, the handbooks have been through a thorough review process, which is why they're not done yet. But then she's going to make sure to take content from those handbooks and update the pages on the website that talk about benefits, make sure it's consistent.
To what extent have we allowed the staff to beta test, especially the, like the counseling staff and whatnot?
The counseling staff hasn't done much, just the coordinators have seen it and poked around a little bit, but we're going to let them see it soon.
It would be a good idea, I think, to expand that.
I mean, we don't want the counselors telling us that this information about the benefits is this or that or the other when we're going to just update those very soon.
Yeah, but
it's a good point, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm just they're going to get some calls, and it'd be nice for them to be familiar with
yes.
it. And if there's some obvious things that they see that are commonly asked questions or
page such and such here, hit this, click that, and
So far the managers have seen it, the coordinators have seen it, and we're going to roll it out to staff and the board at the same time.
That's for more experience in this. What, any more thoughts on getting them to have their own ID and password so we can get kind of like Social Security and go on there and actually see what your benefits are?
That requires us to have a pension administration system that supports that, that we're comfortable with, number one, security, right? That's the top line is the risks involved with having somebody hack into that information and the costs involved with having to deal with that. Just the fact that we know somebody hacked in and have to spend our time and resources notifying people, say your information may have, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's that, but other systems do that. Alameda does it. Quite a few of the larger systems do that. That would be in the next phase of pension administration, and the way they do it is it's not really the website developer that did it. It's the pension administration system, and all that the website does is give you a portal into that.
Mm-hmm. Web interface.
Mm-hmm. Couple questions for me. Kurt, it's not housed on the property, right? It's hosted.
Right. It's hosted by the digital deployment, the company that developed it.
Mm-hmm. And then to John's question was asking in terms of what kind of resources does Sisera need to spend to update it for you and Shannon? And if you could just give me a score, real simple, -1 being less time, 0 being same amount of time, and 1 being more time for this system versus the previous.
Oh.
I mean, it's phenomenally better. I'm just asking, I'm just curious, in terms of our workload, would you say it's less time?
It's way less.
Less effort? Way less.
Way less. Yeah.
That's awesome.
No doubt. Yeah.
That's great.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
really good stuff.
You know, normally I don't clap, but excellent. Awesome work.
He doesn't. I know. Okay, there are no further questions of Kurt. Very impressive.
Thank you.